Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about reminders for avoiding foodborne illness. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Byron Williams, Mississippi State University Extension Associate Professor of Food Safety. Byron, when we're talking about being safe whenever we cook or have social gatherings, whether it's just for dinner or whether it's a cookout, there are several things we need to remember, and timing is the first one, right?
Sure, Amy. In the South particularly, mostly all year round is acceptable for cooking outdoors, preparing, having meals outside, even sometimes in the wintertime with temperature. So even so, that it may be cooler or it may be extremely hot, we need to take many extra precautions about preparing food and it being outdoors. It's easy to forget and leave things out too long.
So even if it is cold and we think that our food is going to be fresh, we should still remember that. So when it comes to camping or tailgating, what should we remember about transporting food?
Amy, the most important thing is protection of the food and the temperature. Certainly, we want to keep cold foods cold until we get to the place of preparation and then serving the food. We have certain temperatures that we want to do that. But the big thing is storage of those foods while we're doing the transporting. Use frozen ice packs. If you're going to be extended period of time and ice is not going to maintain, consider freezing bottles of water, milk jugs of water, frozen big chunks of ice stay a lot longer than crushed or cubed ice.
So, of course, just because we're keeping the cold foods cold and the hot foods hot doesn't necessarily mean that we can leave them all night long out for people to use.
That's correct. There are certain time periods, of course, during transportation and during wait times until we get ready to prepare. Cold foods should be kept certainly less than 40 degrees. After they are prepared and for serving and for a short period of time, a couple of hours afterwards, we want to keep those foods at 140 or greater, and those are degrees Fahrenheit. And I encourage everyone to use a thermometer. Thermometers are relatively inexpensive, and it's very cheap insurance.
Now, what should we remember about cleanliness? And this is whether we are at home or outside.
Cleanliness is super critical. Whether you're picnicking, whether you're camping, whether you're just cooking at home, we want to be sure that our hands and utensils are properly cleaned and that we clean them in between uses so that we do not cross-contaminate with raw foods being contaminated back to cooked foods. So if you're outdoors, either take water with you or if you have a water source, boil that water to make it safe to either drink or to use for cleaning, and that must be boiled for 1 minute at a rolling boil or more.
Okay, that's really good to know. Now, internal temperatures for meat items.
Basically, all poultry should be cooked to an internal temperature of 165 degrees Fahrenheit or better. That includes ground poultry, whole muscle poultry, all other ground meat, at least 160 degrees internal temperature. Beef, pork, and lamb, steaks, roast, and other whole muscle items cook to 145 minimum, but let it stand for 3 minutes at that temperature to be safe. Any tenderized products, those that are cube steaks or tenderized steaks, be sure to keep cook those to 160 degrees internal.
Okay, and why the extra precaution with ground meats and tenderized meats?
Those products have been commingled in any external bacteria that's on there has been commingled all the way throughout that product, and it enhances the ability of those bacteria to grow and multiply much faster. And the outside is carried inside, so we have to cook it to a higher temperature.
Now, there are some food safety trainings that you want to talk about. So what's coming up?
Two things. One is a HACCP certification, primarily for food processors, not only meat and poultry, but other general food processors. Will be on campus in the Boss Conference Center October 13th through the 15th. Registration can be online at www.fsnhp.msstate.edu. Follow the links under other events to register or give me a call. Also, upcoming in late October will be a deer processing general safety tips and processing parameters to be determined on a final date and location, but it can also be found at that same website.
Today we've been speaking with Byron Williams, Associate Professor in Food Safety. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.